Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles: How to Retire Happily. So today, I'm going to talk about listening. Two types of listening: external listening and internal listening. Just to briefly talk about external listening, we have two ears, probably because we're so bad at listening. We got one mouth because we're really good at talking. So we need to listen more. When somebody is talking to you, catch yourself when you're preparing the answer, or when you're off already thinking about, oh yeah, that happened to me. What if you just listened to the other person? It's a gift that you give. It's really a gift that you give to the person, to really listen to them. And it will build relationships that are unbelievable. It creates more trust when somebody listens to you. Think about the people that really listen to you. You have a deeper bond with them. And when you really listen, that's when we hear things that we need to hear for our own personal growth and learning. So, as you listen to people in the next 24, 48 hours, try and catch yourself when you're not really listening and see if you can just turn off your brain that wants to go where it wants to go and just listen. I also want to talk about internally listening, listening to ourselves. We've got a lot to say to us. And so it's really a good thing to take the time to figure out what's going on. When we listen internally, we find out what our emotions are. Like, really? I mean, how many people do you know that when you ask them how they're doing, they say, oh, I'm fine? And you know they're probably not. But they might not even know themselves what their emotions are. Maybe you're one of those people. So listening internally can get us in touch with our emotions. When we take the time, that's where we get insights, where intuition comes. When creative ideas and thoughts come, when we go inside and listen. And you know what? You will achieve an inner peace that you didn't think was possible. Because you're not at odds with what's going on inside. So, how do you do this? Well, one way is to just find a quiet space in your living room, in your bedroom, in the park, in your car. Doesn't matter where it is, but find a space that's quiet that you can just be and not be interrupted. And silence your phone too. And just be, just whether it's for 2 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour. And just let those thoughts flow. If you like to meditate, go right ahead. That's a great way to take you inside. But it's not necessary. It will really calm you down. Another way is to journal. Get out that notepad and without any expectations, just start writing and keep writing for a few minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And even when you're wanting to stop, you think you have nothing else to say, write, I have nothing else to say. That will break out the logjam so that the next thing that you need to get in touch with, that you need to listen to, will come out. So I hope these ideas have been helpful today, because when we listen to others and when we listen to ourselves, we can really gain a lot of power in our lives and feel like we really have agency over our lives. So thank you for being here today. And I wish you much laughter. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.